Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Poems of Parenting, a tender collection of poems perfect for baby shower. Gifting by Lauren Brandt is an illustrated poetry collection centered on the realities of modern parenting. Rather than presenting parenting as either purely sentimental or purely stressful, the book combines humor, tenderness, and blunt honesty to capture the full emotional range of raising children. Its short poems draw on familiar moments such as newborn exhaustion, toddler chaos, portal self-doubt, and fleeting milestones, making the collection accessible to readers who may not usually pick up poetry. The book also reflects Brandt's background as an illustrator and creator of widely shared social media work, which helps explain its concise, visual, and highly relatable style. Positioned as both a gift book and a personal reading experience, it speaks to new parents, experienced parents, and anyone looking for an empathetic, lightly comic portrait of family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why it functions as a gift book for baby showers and parental milestones. The book is positioned strongly as a gift, especially for baby showers, Mother's Day, and Father's Day, and that positioning is supported by its content. A good gift book in this category needs to be emotionally readable, visually appealing, and broadly relatable, without requiring specialized knowledge. Poems of Parenting meets those conditions by focusing on universal stages and feelings rather than niche parenting philosophies. A prospective parent can read it as a preview of what is ahead. A current parent can read it as a mirror, and an older parent can read it as a reminder of earlier years. That versatility is important because gift books often succeed when they can be received in multiple emotional states. The collection also avoids the common problem of being either too cute or too instructional. Instead, it offers warmth without sentimentality and humor without mockery. Those qualities make it easy to give and easy to keep, which is one reason it stands out in the crowded market of parenting-themed presents. Secondly, why the book fits the emotional economy of early parenthood. Early parenthood is often marked by limited sleep, repetitive routines, and emotional overload, leaving little room for elaborate reading experiences. Poems of Parenting fits that environment well because it offers compact emotional access. A parent can open the book, read a single poem, and immediately encounter a distilled version of a feeling they have been carrying all day. This makes the book especially effective as a bedside or gift table object rather than a sustained deep read text. Its emotional economy is part of its design. It gives enough insight to matter, but not so much that it becomes demanding. That matters because the audience it addresses may be reading under pressure. The collection understands that in early parenthood, moments of reflection are often brief and interrupted. By honoring that condition, it becomes more usable and more humane. The poems are not trying to outpace the reader's life. They are trying to keep pace with it. Thirdly, the book as a bridge between poetry readers and non-readers. One of the most practical features of the book is its ability to reach readers who might not normally choose poetry. The subject matter is immediately familiar, the poems are short, and the tone is direct. Together, these elements lower the barrier to entry while preserving the distinctiveness of a poetic form. This is important because many people associate poetry with difficulty, abstraction, or formal seriousness. Brandt uses brevity, humor, and visual support to show that poetry can also be conversational and emotionally immediate. That makes the book educational in a quiet way. It expands expectations about what poetry can do. It is not trying to be a high literary challenge, but it does demonstrate the value of compression, imagery, and tonal precision. For readers who know parenting intimately, but poetry only loosely, the book can be a welcoming bridge between the two. That crossover potential helps explain its broad appeal and its strong fit as a contemporary gift item. Fourthly, how the book reframes ordinary moments as worthy of attention. The book's final value lies in its attention to ordinary moments that parents often dismiss as too small to matter. A cry from another room, a glance at a sleeping child, a moment of irritability, a brief laugh in the middle of chaos. These are the kinds of events the collection elevates. That framing matters because parenting is largely made of such fragments, not of dramatic milestones alone. By treating the mundane as emotionally significant, Brandt offers a corrective to narratives that only celebrate major achievements. The poem suggests that family life is defined as much by repetition and interruption as by first steps or holidays. This is a meaningful contribution because it teaches readers to notice what they might otherwise overlook. The book therefore works on two levels at once. It entertains and it retrains attention. That combination is part of what makes it stand out in an oversaturated market of family-themed books. It does not just describe parenting. It helps readers see it differently. Lastly, the lasting value of the collection after the initial gift moment. Although the book is easy to give as a shower or holiday gift, it is not limited to the moment of presentation. Its value increases with rereading, because the poems can feel different depending on where a reader is in the parenting journey. A poem about newborn exhaustion may land one way before the birth of a child and another way after months of sleep deprivation. A poem about chaos may feel amusing in hindsight or painfully accurate in the present. That flexibility gives the book a longer shelf life than many novelty gifts. It can serve as a memory object, a comfort object, or simply a short-form reading companion. This durability is important because it means the collection does not rely only on its packaging or premise. Its themes are stable enough to remain relevant after the occasion has passed. That lasting relevance is one of the strongest reasons it stands out among contemporary parenting-themed books. In conclusion, Poems of Parenting is best suited for readers who want a parenting book that is emotionally intelligent, visually engaging, and brief enough to fit into a busy life. New parents will recognize the sleeplessness, self-doubt, and sensory overload. Experienced parents may appreciate the way the poems compress years of family life into small, immediate scenes. And gift buyers will find it unusually easy to give, because it is both attractive and broadly relatable. Its practical benefit is not advice, but recognition. It helps readers see that tenderness and frustration can coexist without canceling each other out. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats everyday parenting as worthy poetic material without turning that material into sentimentality or instruction. Compared with many books in the same category, it is less polished in a commercial sense and more exact in emotional terms. The result is a collection that feels contemporary, humane, and durable. It is not trying to solve parenting, but it does something rarer. It describes it with enough honesty and warmth that readers may feel more understood after each page. If you would like to support Lauren Brantz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.